This is Big Fat Marketing episode number 15, and today we're going to be interviewing Corinna Esser, and she's going to be sharing with us ways in which you can actually use Twitter in order to get you traffic, in order to get your leads, sales, and a special little tip where she's going to be sharing how you can use Twitter so you can get other people to sell your products and make you money on autopilot.
Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.
Big Fat Marketing is brought to you by Social Media Worldwide. Go to www.managemyposts.com to get your 7 days free trial, where you'll get your social media managed for you so you can focus on the things that matter most and make money for your business and let Social Media Worldwide drive the traffic. Go to www.managemyposts.com. Well, hello and welcome once again to Big Fat Marketing. It's Ray Canoon here as usual. And today we have a special guest by the name of Corinna Esser. Now, Corinna is known internationally as the go-to person when it comes to social marketing. She was raised in Greece at the age of 17 and left London to study television production, only to have her dreams shattered as she discovered the very unsustainable, unstable nature of the industry and the myth of career. And she'd been made redundant 5 times by the time she reached her mid-20s. And so Corinna decided enough is enough, and she began her journey on the internet, online. So she quickly discovered a powerful strategy that would allow her to leverage the power of social media and the internet. Corinna started using Twitter to market products. She went to a seminar, she learned about Twitter, and within 3 weeks she had replaced her full-time income with working only two hours per day. Now, here's a very funny story. Now, I talk to Corinna all the time, and she's a friend of mine, and she says that she was working out at the gym, and the boss that fired her came up to her and asked her, "What are you doing now, Corinna? What are you doing for work?" And she basically said to him, "Well, I do internet marketing. I do Twitter marketing, and I'm making really, really good money. I'm actually doubling the amount of money that I'm making when I used to work with you." He replied back to her, "Well, can you show me how to do that too?" And she just quickly replied back to him saying, and she said to him, "I'm sorry, but the position has been filled right now. But if you send me your resume, I'll consider looking at it." That's when she found out and discovered that working for yourself and working on the internet is much more powerful. Corinna now makes about $10,000 a month thanks to social media and owns a marketing company that is currently valued at $1.7 million. And now Corinna shares her groundbreaking strategies to people all over the world. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Corinna Esser. So hello, Corinna. How are you going today?
I'm well. Thanks, Ray.
That's good to hear. Welcome to Big Fat Marketing. I do appreciate your time. I know your time is valuable, and it just goes to show like how much your time is worth, because you do charge for your time, but I feel privileged you actually being on this call with me. So I do appreciate it. So thank you very much for jumping on Big Fat Marketing.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So Corinna, why don't we just start by you telling us how you got started with Twitter and what led you to be such an expert?
Well, Twitter is where I made my first dollar on the internet. So I've never went back to getting a job. What happened is I used to be an assistant TV producer. I was earning about €1,000 a month doing that and working 16 hours a day. And when I was 25 years old, I got fired, and that was for the fifth time. Because if you know that industry, you know, the contracts are usually short-term contracts. They very rarely get renewed. So the fifth time I got fired, I was like, this is it. I'm not going to apply for another job. The thought of going to yet another job interview and sending another 200 CVs just to get rejected, really, I just couldn't bear the thought of doing that again. And when I lost my job for the fifth time, it happened while there was going to be a big internet marketing seminar in London. So what I did is, instead of applying for a new job like my parents wanted me to do, is I went to that seminar and I learned a different few strategies. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of different ways to monetize the internet. But what I did is I listened to all the different strategies, and one that really appealed to me was using Twitter and promoting affiliate products on Twitter. So basically the strategy was create a few Twitter accounts, build them up to a few thousand Twitter followers each, and then start promoting affiliate products. So affiliate products are basically products that are owned by someone else, and if you sell them, you get a 50% commission. Yep. So I went on to clickbank.com, which has like a database of thousands of different affiliate products you can you can start promoting straight away. And I started promoting about 50 different products simultaneously on my Twitter accounts, and I was monitoring closely which ones were selling and which ones weren't. So something very important, split testing. When you know something about the internet, split testing is very important. So I was monitoring what was selling, what wasn't, and it told me a lot about my audience, and it told me exactly what they wanted and what they didn't want. You know, some products were not selling.
Which is always important.
Absolutely. So you can only make more money when you split test because you just give more of what people want. And you eliminate, you know, the things that people don't want. So that's what's great about the internet, is that you can only make more money because you just keep on giving what people want. And so that's what I did. It happened to be that only 6 products out of the 50 were actually selling. So I kept on selling these ones over and over again. And very quickly, I started making $700 a week. So I really had replaced the income I had lost from...
Really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't have a product. I didn't have of my own. I didn't have a mailing list. I didn't have a website. So it was absolutely pure profit. And joining Twitter is free. So it was absolutely pure profit. I mean, I still have to pinch myself when I think about it. And I was only working 2 hours a day. And I just doubled my income, replaced completely my income, then doubled it.
Yeah. And sometimes for people to get started, all they need is that really, they should get excited when they make that first dollar over the internet. Even something very small, that can, if they make that initial $1 or $2 over the internet, they can always work to improve on that. Would you believe that's a good motivating point there, Karina?
Absolutely. I remember my first dollar was actually $21. My first ever product sold on Twitter.
And how excited did you get?
I was over the moon. I was like queen of the universe. I was like, I was going to take over the world. That's how excited I was.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I meant that this is real, this is true, it can happen, because, you know, you can listen to different strategies, but until you experience it, only then do you start believing it. So for me, it was just the realization that this actually works, and also knowing that if I made $21 so easily, all I need to do, it's a numbers game, all I need to do is to keep on doing what I'm doing,
exactly,
rinse and repeat. And so, you know, the $21 could become $40, $100. And for me, my target at the time was like, well, if I can just, you know, make enough money to cover my bills, then I'll be over the moon. So, you know, that's the target I had put, which my bills were about, you know, $200 a month. So
that's in Greece, right?
That's right. Yes, do not think of Australian prices. I learned the hard way by living here. So yes, that was my target. But of course, you know, greed kicks in, and it's just so much easier once you've made $200 to make $2,000 and then $20,000. You know.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, get excited. Once you make the first dollar over the internet, it's very important to get excited about that, you know, and celebrate. You know, you deserve to celebrate over the first, like Karina did, you know? It's like what you did, Karina. You celebrated, and that led to you putting together a plan on how to actually replace your bills, which is really, really awesome. Karina, now there's a lot of social media out there. You know, you got Facebook, you got Google+, you got so many out there appearing, but you tended to focus on Twitter first up, okay? So what is so great about Twitter and how could it benefit businesses?
A lot of people ask me which social media platform do you prefer. I mean, I can't say I prefer one specifically because, for example, Google+ is great. It does things that Twitter doesn't do, but Twitter does things that Facebook doesn't do. So, you know, having all of them together works great. The reason why... Yeah. I started with Twitter because I felt it was the easiest way. And also, Twitter compared to Facebook, Facebook is very advertising driven. So they'll give priority to people who spend a lot of money in advertising. So when you post something, on Facebook, the post doesn't show on everyone's timeline. It will show to just a small percentage, just because, you know, they'll prioritize people who've bought advertising space, which is something that's not really happening right now on Twitter. It might do in the future, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I still like that aspect of Twitter that is not too advertising driven. Another great thing about Twitter is you can actually talk to anyone, regardless of whether, you know, they're a friend of yours. Whereas for LinkedIn, you have to prove that you know the person. On Facebook, you know, if you have to be friends with a person already to be able to speak to them. It puts obstacles to the lead generation process.
Yeah.
You know, how can I generate more leads if, you know, I need to prove that I know them already? Which is something that doesn't happen on Twitter. You can actually, with the ad symbol, you can just talk with anyone. Put an ad symbol and the username of someone you want to start a conversation with in your tweet, and that's it. You've started a conversation with, you know,
wow,
someone.
That's really cool.
Yes, that's why I really like Twitter. So
all you do is put an at symbol. It can be
at Ray Canoon, for example, or at Big Fat Marketing, if that's the username of your Twitter account. So at Big Fat Marketing. really enjoyed the show. Looking forward to connect. Whatever. So
and you can target celebrities as well.
Anyone? Yes. Who are you thinking of, Ray?
I don't know, some models or something like that, but I'm married. I can't do that.
I like how you think. So yeah, absolutely. That's what I like about Twitter. They don't put any boundaries to your marketing.
Really cool. Mm. And that's the at symbol, but what about the hashtag symbol? I hear all this hashtag that, and in order to actually link to some kind of a topic. But can you tell us a bit about that and what that really means? It sometimes confuses me.
Yes, and it's funny you say that, because every time I even mention the word Twitter at my events, I know that, you know, I see like 50 hands up asking me about hashtags. It's such a big mystery. A hashtag is simply a hash sign used on social media to identify the topic of a post. So let me explain. If you're writing on a post something about gardening, let's say, and you want people to know straight away without reading your post what that post is about, you'll put hashtag gardening or hashtag garden advice, mm-hmm. let's say. So it's used to identify the topic of a post. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is that when someone searches for a specific keyword on Twitter, you know, there's a search engine built in within Twitter. Yep. They'll put, let's say someone is looking for information about gardening. So they'll put in the search box hashtag gardening. And if your tweet has that hashtag and that keyword, it will your tweet will actually show high in the search results. So you're optimizing the search results, if that makes sense. It's like search engine optimization, but within Twitter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. So I'm going to actually pull up an example of a friend's business.
Yep.
And I like to do these because it makes it a bit more realistic when we have a conversation. So I have a friend who's got a barbecue store, and I got his consent that I can use him as an example on using social media to actually better his business, and of course Twitter. Now, he has a barbecue store, and how can we use a hashtag in order to take advantage of the traffic that's going around talking about barbecues and cooking and all that kind of stuff? What would we do there?
So my advice is not to make up hashtags. It's better to use hashtags that have already been created that people are familiar with. So what I do is I use the tool called writetag.com. So that's writetag.com, writetag.com. And it tells you for a specific keyword what's the relevant hashtag for it. So if I was him, I wouldn't make up a keyword, hashtag barbecue, whatever. I would actually look at the relevant hashtag for the barbecue keyword.
Okay.
And I would use that. Then the second step is I would look at what people are already talking about when they use that hashtag. Because the great thing about social media is you can listen in to conversations. And that just that information is just so invaluable, especially for marketing. You listen to what people are talking about. So let's say you're researching for a topic of a book, for example, you want to talk, you want to write a book, but you don't know what kind of information you could write that would make this book unique. Just listen into existing conversations on social media. People are saying all the time, you know, what they're interested in, what they want to buy, what they're looking for. So I guess I would just tell him to listen into the conversations around that specific keyword and join the conversations at, you know, add his information, share some of his tips and things like that. So that's what I would do. The problem with social media, and I think this has been a huge misunderstanding, is that people, marketers and business owners, they log in, they blast their marketing message, and then they log out.
Yeah.
Regardless of what people are talking about or interested in. And that's just spam. And unfortunately, most business owners spam. So if you want to be marketing but without appearing like you're spamming, what you do is just you join conversations. That's all you do. So you're still marketing because, you know, your name appears. So, you know, it's brand awareness. You're increasing your brand awareness. And you're also establishing yourself as an authority in that industry. So, for example, your friend who's a business owner there in the barbecue industry, he would start talking about barbecues he would be talking about barbecues to people who are actually interested in that topic. So he wouldn't be spamming them. They're actually seeking more information. And he would be establishing himself as an authority to his target audience.
Yeah. Or would it be fair to say that if there's a conversation about cooking a certain way or slow cooking on barbecue, he can join that conversation, right? And that will actually, that's not sort of intruding and trying to push your products, but you're joining in on the conversation and people will eventually catch on that he is a barbecue supplier or something like that. Is that what you're saying, Karina?
Exactly. You would do that. You're selling without selling. And what big companies do, they never say, oh, check out our products or use our products, right? They wouldn't do that. You have to be a bit smarter on social media because people don't go on social media to buy products. So when you're a business owner, it's a bit tricky because all you know is direct marketing, you know, buy this now, right?
Yeah.
on social media, it's a different language when it comes to marketing.
It's a bit of a paradigm shift, isn't it? It's like you're taking a totally different approach. You're more about sharing content rather than selling your product.
That's right. And I've traveled the world explaining that to people. And I still see the same mistakes made by the same people who attend my training. So it's hard. You have to reprogram yourself. If you've learned marketing in a direct way, the direct marketing approach, which is great, but not on social media, then it's really difficult to adapt to social media. And then people just give up saying it doesn't work. It really works. It's just that, you know, people don't know how to do it the right way. So yes, you would join in the conversation. You would talk about barbecues without actually saying anything about the products you sell. You could mention some products, but you wouldn't add a link to here's where to buy it, for example, because
absolutely,
that's frowned upon. If people want to find out more about you, then they would just click on your username and get redirected to your profile where there, you know, they can see on your banner or wherever, that there's a link to your website.
And Karina, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is what are one of the mistakes that most people make on Twitter and social media? Would that be one of the biggest ones?
The biggest mistakes?
Yeah. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when actually posting on social media. Would that be one of the biggest ones by trying to sell your products?
That's definitely one of the biggest ones, just using social media as a, you know, as a platform to spam people. Definitely. Another one is to what I call hashtag stuffing, which is putting hashtags in a tweet, like more than two hashtags, what I call hashtag stuffing. That's definitely frowned upon. A third mistake is creating social media profiles and not customizing them. So people don't really know, you know, who you are. So by customizing, it's very important to put, you know, a nice profile picture of you. If you don't want to put a profile picture of yourself, you can put a logo for your company, and not customizing the header, the background graphics, because it's basically an opportunity for you to advertise your business. You know, the header. If you put on your header your website URL and your marketing hook, your unique selling proposition, that's it. You've marketed your product on a permanent basis on social media, and a lot of people don't do that. Don't go the extra mile to to customize their profile. So they just attract random followers. And what's the point of having, you know, non-targeted people? They'll never buy from you. So that's one of the third mistakes, is not customizing your accounts. And the fourth mistake is just creating social media profiles for the sake of creating them and then never updating them, never logging in again. So it becomes like this desert island on the internet, and it reflects badly on your brand and your company. If you know you've never posted anything, you have like 5 followers, it actually can reflect badly on you, on your company. So that would be the fourth mistake.
Awesome. I only expected one, but you actually gave me about four of them. So that's great. Thanks, Karina.
You're welcome.
All right. So now I want to talk to you a little bit more about sending your posts viral. And I've heard it a few times before where this person is, what do they call it? There's a word for it. They're trending, right?
Yeah.
Is that the word for it when something goes viral? They're trending?
It's when a hashtag goes viral, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So when a lot of people are talking about a specific keyword, it starts trending. So let's say everyone's talking about barbecues, for example, then the keyword barbecue is trending. So that's one thing. Getting posts viral, it means like a lot of people are sharing it. And that's why I love social media, just because for the viral potential, you can really benefit from what we call word of mouth on steroids. So you get a post to go viral. I've noticed that the ones that go the most viral are the ones that tell a story about selfless acts of kindness or generosity. So don't ask me why. I mean, people assume that it's because people want to be perceived as kind and caring. So that's why they go viral, which is probably the case. And so when you depict a story of, let's say, a soldier who had to, you know, leave his home and, you know, didn't see his kids for years and had to go to war, et cetera, for example, when you tell a story like that on social media, something that just shows selfless acts of kindness or generosity or courage, these posts tend to go viral.
Yeah, yeah. Let me give you an example of my friend, because I really actually relate to his business quite a bit, and I talk to him a fair bit. And what he does, he actually donates his barbecues to or places where they can actually make use of them, and he doesn't ask anything in return. Something like that, would he be able to take advantage of something like that, where he gives away a barbecue, like donates it to a charitable cause where they can cook and actually feed certain amount of people? Would that be something that would be relevant to that can go viral?
Yeah, absolutely. What he could do is he could use it as a story, like, for example, Mary, the lucky winner of this barbecue, et cetera, et cetera. So create a story out of it and put a picture of this Mary lady. Absolutely. Would definitely work well.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So it's basically the more selfless acts that you do are the ones that generally go viral.
That's right.
Okay. And what about posts, like, for example, if you were to be sharing like a really cool barbecue recipe, is that something that would go viral as well, or is that less likely to do so?
Less likely, because it's only of interest to people interested in that topic, whereas selfless acts of kindness, you know, everyone can relate to that.
Okay.
So when it's something specifically for a target audience, it's less likely to go viral. It can, but not, it doesn't have a huge potential. Only people who are, you know, crazy about barbecues and barbecue-related recipes would be interested in that. So
that's most Australians, Karina.
I know.
Aussies love their barbecues. every Aussie's got a barbecue in their backyard. I mean, we're a multicultural kind of society where you have Greeks and they have their Greek kind of style of barbecues. We've got the Middle Eastern style of barbecues, and you should relate. He's got the brand called Cypress Grill. He's the sole importer for that brand, Cypress Grill. He imports it from Cypress. Okay, so Karina, I wanted to talk to you about the type. How many posts should people be posting per day? People tend to actually go, I mean, I've had Twitter, I've got a Twitter account, and sometimes I see the same people posting, you know, I don't know, 10, 20 times. I don't know how they can be bothered doing it, but is there a minimum amount of times or a maximum amount of times you should be posting on Twitter?
There isn't. I mean, ideally, you should check your social media profiles at least once a day and you know, do something, either post or repost or something, definitely, at least once a day. The number of posts doesn't really matter as long as they're good posts. So don't post for the sake of posting. Post because you want people to share your post. That's the end goal as a marketer, because you want your content to go viral. You want that word of mouth on steroids happening. So when people share something, they've thought, well, I wish I had said that, right? That's why people would share. If they like your post, they'll just like it, right? And you know, a like doesn't have the same impact as a share. So you want the end goal is for people to share it. So whatever you post, the end goal should be, well, what will make people want to have wished they had said that themselves? So it doesn't matter how many times you post. What matters is the content, what you're posting. Okay. So don't post for the sake of posting.
So the quality is better than quantity.
That's right. It's always been.
Okay, fair enough. That goes with pretty much everything, you know. And I noticed you mentioned before, if you're going to have a social media account, you're better off you doing something with it than actually letting it sit there.
That's right.
And not doing correct and anything, because that could be detrimental to your business. That can actually put your business down, and people might think that, okay, this person's not active on social media. It's gotten to that point, hasn't it?
That's right, exactly. And it just reflects badly. I remember there was this book I bought on Amazon, and I really enjoyed it. And I was just out of curiosity checking out the author on social media, and the author had a very, very, let's say, how can I say it without sounding rude? It was very limited. Her social media presence was very limited.
Good word.
Thank you. And I drew the picture of this person who was just not famous, not established in that industry, just judging from social media presence, which might not be the case at all. It's just that she didn't put the effort into having a proper social media presence. So it happens every day. People check you out on social media every day, and they make a judgment.
Yeah, and is it better to, if you're not going to do anything about it, is it better to get someone else to do it for you? Would you recommend that?
Absolutely. It's not the best use of anyone's time, especially as a business owner. A business owner, someone who's the product person, should just be focusing not on, you know, generating leads on social media, but just their strategies, their joint venture partners, their business partners' numbers. And so doing that work on social media, which is so time consuming and tedious, is not the best use of the time. Yes, you get great results, but it's better left in the hands of experts who know what they're doing. And that's why I created my company, because I saw there was a huge gap in the market. People wanted to benefit from, you know, the potential of social media, but they didn't want to do the legwork. So
yeah, and that company is the sponsor for Big Fat Marketing.
That's right. Can you
tell us a bit about that company?
Well, socialmediaworldwide.com is a company. We're 22 members of staff, and what we do is we help business owners establish a social media presence without having to do the legwork. So we do all their social media marketing for them. They literally do not even have to log into their social media profiles. So we generate the leads for them, build the relationships, nurture the existing relationships for them, market their products without spamming, of course, without them having to actually log in. We do it all for them. What happens with business owners is they usually never have someone in-house to do their social media who's just doing social media, just because, you know, they can't afford it. Having a social media manager is quite costly. So they never have someone in-house, so an expert in-house. So they just delegate it to someone else, the secretary or someone else who is not an expert, so who will make mistakes. And we've seen that over and over again. So what we do is what business owners do is they just hand over their social media profiles to us, and it's handled by experts. We've got
yeah, and
a
these
lot
people
of,
do it all day. They do it all day, correct? They're basically on the it's like their full time job.
That's right.
Just going out there working on other businesses' social media,
that's right.
So they know what they're doing. It's like an automatic thing for them. They know what to post. They know what to share and how to share it and all that kind of stuff, correct?
That's right. Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, Karina, well, thanks for that little plug. okay, so you also mentioned here, I also wanted to talk to you. This is really, really cool what you've actually mentioned here. And I know a lot of businesses can actually benefit from what you have mentioned here. Now, you have a little trick where you can get all your followers to do all the selling for you. So you don't have to do all the selling. So if you hate selling, you can use this little one little strategy which will help grow your business. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Karina?
Right. The reason why I've come up with that strategy is, you know, having other people sell for you is because people don't like ads and they hate being sold to, but they trust recommendations. So the best way to sell is to have other people recommend you. And so what I do on social media is I create competitions where, you know, I give something away for free. So let's say you're in the health and beauty niche and you're giving away protein shakes, let's say, the most disgusting thing I've ever drank, but anyway. And so let's say you're giving away $100 worth of protein shakes. And what you want to be doing, you're marketing basically your product, which is a protein shakes. But what you want to be doing is you want a lot of people to enter the competition so that you build your mailing list so that you can benefit from repeat business.
Uh-huh.
But the rule of the competition is to share the competition in order to be eligible to win. So what you're telling your followers is like, great, you know, here's how to enter. Follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Rule number two, share this competition. And then rule number three, submit your name and email so we can contact you if you win. So really what you're saying is, you know, build my database, market my product for me, and you might win. And it's just very, very powerful. And a tool I use to set up competitions, it's woobox.com. It's woobox.com, so woobox.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to create an unlimited number of competitions, whether on Pinterest or Facebook or Twitter, wherever. And they work really, really well. So you're marketing yourself by letting other people spread the word about you.
That is fantastic. You've actually shared this. So you've done this before and you've actually built your mailing list from doing this, right?
Yes, that's one of the ways I build my mailing list.
One of the ways, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's a win-win because people love, you know, winning things. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, you get to actually share your or that person that's actually doing the competition gets to share their brand, their product, and what their kind of service without selling, which is the key word here. Without selling, they get to enter a competition, and the people get to enter a competition, and the person that's promoting this product gets to build their list at the same time. So it's two wins for you and one win for the person sharing the competition. I love it. That's really cool. All right. So, how do we track all our social media? How do we know what's working and what's not working, Karina?
Well, there's different ways of doing that. What you can do is you can monitor clicks. So every time you post something, you create a different link for it. So you can monitor which posts perform best. It will tell you the number of clicks. So when you post something, just make sure that every time you post something, create a different link so that you can track. So you can use – there are many ways to track clicks. You
give us an idea.
Tiny.cc. So if you go to tiny.cc, for one URL, it can create an unlimited number of other URLs and will track individually how each URL performed. I hope I'm not becoming too technical here and confusing.
No, that's cool. The tiny.cc, it's basically utilized for if you've got a very, very long domain name and you can't fit it in a post or anything like that, if you go to tiny.cc, it'll actually shrink it for you, right, Karina? And at the same time, it'll actually track all the clicks for you,
that's
correct?
Right. Yep, it will shorten it, it will mask it, and it will track it.
Yeah, really, really cool. It's very, very simple to use. You don't need a degree. It's just tiny.cc. Go to the URL tiny.cc and just copy and paste your long domain name and it'll actually shorten it for you, and then you'll be able to track it as well to see how many people click on it. Very, very simple, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Another way is to just monitor your sales. So what I did my first try at tracking was just checking what products were selling, which ones weren't. So you, just from the pure numbers, I could tell, well, you know, this product is performing better than the other one. So you can track just by looking at numbers, at sales. That was my first attempt at tracking.
Okay, cool. Okay, Karina, I think we've actually covered a fair bit today. I think you've been awesome. So I reckon people can actually take this podcast and start applying, or hopefully that's motivated you to, in order to actually start getting your Twitter up there and start promoting your business with Twitter and then give you some kind of direction. All right, Karina, so you've been awesome, and thank you very much for sharing that with us, and thank you very much for sharing some awesome content. If you have any questions for Karina, you can send us an email to ray@bigfatmarketing.com, or to watch our previous episodes, please go to www.bigfatmarketing.com to watch our previous episodes. So thank you, Karina. Thanks for the awesome content, and I'd love to have you on again, Karina, and more talking more about other social media as well, so maybe Facebook or Google+.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Karina. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Big Fat Marketing is brought to you by Social Media Worldwide. Go to www.managemyposts.com to get your 7 days free trial, where you'll get your social media managed for you so you can focus on the things that matter most and make money for your business and let Social Media Worldwide drive the traffic. Go to www.managemyposts.com.